In the third chapter of Genesis, we learn that original sin is the desire to be like God, to replace Him. Over the course of the years, people rejected the truth of God's word. Sin became so rampant that God destroyed all but 8 people. Yet, 100 years after the flood, Noah's descendants once again determined to ignore God's word and His command to fill the earth. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." More important than God's command to properly care for His creation was the desire for fame and legacy. To build a city and tower was to defy God and His desire that mankind cares for all of creation. The same arrogance is evident today as people reject God's word and determine to do things their own way. Defying God brings consequences. Ignoring the truth of His word brings fear, loneliness, and the uncertainty of the future. We may not build large cities or towering temples, but we seek our own way to heaven, a way of works which is doomed to fail. By rejecting God's offer of love, grace, and mercy, as found in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we find no comfort when our world collapses. May our Lord grant us the wisdom to learn the lessons from ancient history, lessons which are still important today. Amen.